Shalom, Berachot. Many blessings apiece. This is Dr. Akiva Gamliel of B'nai Noach Torah Institute and Raka Or Audiovisual Learning Library. Thank you for joining with me. Welcome. Our Devarei Torah Lamud is entitled Lavado, Alone. And our Devarei Torah Lamud is in the loving memory of Mr. James Burke, Mr. James Wilson, and Mr. Dale Bathurst. May they rest in peace. Dear ones, we're in Sefer Bereishit in Genesis, and we're in Perek Lamed Bet. That's chapter 32. And we're looking specifically at Pasuk Kuf Hei, that's verse 25. There we read, Vayivater. Vayivater means, and he remained. Now, when we're talking about Vayivater, and he remained, it's saying Yaakov, Jacob. And he, Yaakov, he, Jacob, remained. But HaTorah wants us to know that he was there by himself. And so HaTorah uses the word levado. He remained there alone. And so when the word levado is used here, it's used to describe the absence of anyone else. No one else was there with Yaakov. He remained there all alone. Now, the word levado means to be alone. The whole concept of being alone is an important concept, because when we look at the word levado the very first time in HaTorah, the Torah is telling us that Adam was levado, that he was alone, that he didn't have a mate. And so when we recognize the concept that levado is presenting, the defined meaning of what HaTorah is presenting from the very first time of levado being used in HaTorah, we understand it's referring to someone being by themselves, that there's no one else around. Then there are situations where levado can refer to more than one. But in those situations, we're talking about, well, let's look at one. In Bereishit Lamed Mem, that's chapter 30, verse 40, we see that Yaakov separated the lambs and set the faces of the flock or the flocks towards the ring staked, and all the brown in the flock was Laban's, and he put his own flocks by themselves and put them not near Laban's cattle. So here levado is referring to taking one group of cattle and separating them from every other group of cattle. And when they're separated from all the other flocks, that group of cattle would be referred to as levado. So theoretically speaking, a group can be referred to as one or levado. Now, on the other side, there's Tehillim, Pei Gimel, and that would be Yud Tet, chapter 83, verse 19. Now, in the Torah Tanakh, the verse is 83:19. In the Christian Bible, it's Psalms 83:18. There can be differences in numbering, and here this is one of those instances. In the English, it says, Then they will know that you, whose name is Hashem, are alone, most high over all the earth. So the word Shemacha Hashem Lavadecha. Shemacha is your name, Hashem is alone. And then El Yon Vayer U Ki Ata, that it's lifted up, that it's Al Kol Haaretz, that it's most high over all the earth. And so we have an example here where the term Lavado. Now, when we have Lavadecha, it just is referring to that you, Hashem, are alone. Now, the word Hashem is the holy name of God, Yod Hey Vav Hey. And that name is singular. So we understand that when HaTorah is saying Shemacha Hashem Lavadecha, means that your name is alone, and that your name, which is alone, is most high over all the earth. Another Tehillim, Apatanak, is Pei Vav, chapter 86, and Pasukam Het Tet and Yud. You know, that's 86, 8, 9, and 10. There we read, Ein Kamoka. There is none like you. Be Elohim. This is among the gods. Adona. That's master. Be Ein Kama Asecha. And there are no works like yours. Call Goyim, all the nations, Asher Asita, that you have made, Yavu'u Vayish Tachavu, will come and bow down. Lifanecha Adona, before you, Master. Vikabdu Lishmacha, they will give honor to your name. Ki gedol ata, for you are great. Va'osei nifla'ot, and you do wondrous things. Ata Elokim lavdecha, for you are God alone. So, dear ones, we have an interesting statement here. Here we have the plural name of God. So when we read in Bereshit where it says, and God said, let us make man in our image, and individuals want to mistranslate this because the word Elohim is used, and Elohim is a plural word, and so individuals have tried to misrepresent what this means. They've tried to say, well, Elohim is plural, and therefore God is not just one. God is a Father, and God is a Son, and God is a Spirit. That's not correct. God is a Spirit. The Torah teaches us that God is a Spirit. But the Torah in HaTanakh does not teach that God is a Son. And the Torah does not teach that God is three. The Torah teaches that God is Lavado. Right here it says, Ata Elohim Lavadecha. You, God, are alone. We recognize that this is using the plural name of God. You, God, are alone. This means that there's no other, only God. Let's return to the comment I made a few minutes ago where I said, God said, let us make man in our image. When we look at the next pasuk of HaTorah, that's chapter 1, Genesis chapter 1, Bereshit chapter 1, verse Kuf Zion. That's verse 27. We read the words, Vayivara Elohim et Adam Betzalmo. Now, the word Vayivara, that word is the word for create. See, bara means to create. And here it's Vayivara. Va is and then we have the letter Yud, Vayi. So, Vayi means and he. And then Vara means created. So we have a singular usage here, Vayivara. And if this were to be plural, it would not say Vayivara. If this Pasuk of HaTorah were talking about more than one God, it would have to use the plural term. And that would be Vayivra'u. And it does not use Vayivra'u. So even though the plural name of God is used here, we recognize that it's not being used in a plural way. It's being used singular. And then we recognize that when the Tehillim, when Psalm says, Ata Elohim Lavadecha, you are God alone, we recognize there's no plurality there. Then we look at Tehillim 136, 1 through 9. We're not going to read the entire verses, but we're going to say, O give thanks unto Hashem. When we read these words, we recognize that it's making reference to the holy name of God. La Hashem ki tov ki leolam hazdo. So, to Hashem, give thanks. Why? Because His mercy endures forever. Pasuk Bet says, Hodu lelokei ha-Elohim. Thank God of the gods, small g. Ki leolam hazdo. Why? Because His kindness endures forever. Pasuk Gemel says, Hodu la'adonai ha'adonim. Give thanks to the master of masters. Why? Ki leolam hazdo. His kindness endures forever. Then we have a little description. Le'osei nifla'ot, gedolot lavado. He who does great wonders. So we have the singular, and he who does great wonders, levado, alone. Ki le'olam hazdo. For His kindness endures forever. So in the first four verses of Psalms 136, we see that both the name of Hashem, which is the holy name of God, is used in a singular form, and we see the plural name of God used also in a singular form, and we see the name Master, referring to God, used in a singular form. And we see that it says, Lavado, alone. So we recognize that even though God has different names that He responds to, we recognize that God is not plural. He could have a plural name, but He Himself is not plural. He is Echad. He is one. He is singular. He is Lavado, alone. In Tehillim 148, that's Psalms 148, we have the most beautiful expression. It says, Praise God. Praise Hashem from the sky. Praise Him in the heights. Praise Him all His angels. Praise Him all His hosts. Praise Him sun and moon. Praise Him all the stars of light. Praise Him sky of skies. And the waters that are above the skies, they will praise Shem Hashem, the name of Hashem. For he commanded it, and they were created. Now, isn't it interesting here that the word for created is the plural, Devaru? And it's not singular. Why? Because it's talking about more than one. He established them for all time, for as long as the world exists. He decreed it, and it is unalterable. Praise Hashem from the earth, sea monsters and all that dwell in the depths, fire and hail and snow and vapor, windstorm and all fulfilling His word. The mountains and all the hills, the fruit trees and all cedars, wild beasts and all animals, creeping things and winged fowls. Winged fowl. Earthly king and all peoples, ministers and all earthly judges, young men and also maidens, zakenim, elders together with lads. Now notice Pasuk, Yud Gimel 13. Yechalalu et Shem Hashem. They will praise the name of Hashem. Ki nishgav shimo lavado. For his singular name alone, singular by itself, not with others, is exalted. Hodu al ha'arif shamayim. His majesty is over the earth and the skies. The point is this. Here we have all of creation designated to give Hashem praise. And all of creation recognizes that God is above everything else and that God's name is alone. There is no other name like the name of Hashem, the holiest name for God. Then in Yeshaya, that's Isaiah 37:16. We read, Elokei Yisrael, Yoshev Hakruvim, Hashem Sifaot. It says that God of Israel, who is Master of Hosts, who is Lord of Hosts, who is Hashem of Hosts. So here in the same Pasuk of HaTorah, we have Elokei, the plural name of God, and we have Hashem, the singular name of God. And in this particular case, wouldn't you know that we have the words Lavadecha, and that Lavadecha says that you are alone. So it's not saying that God as a flock, that God as a father, or God as a son, or God as a spirit, are one group alone. It's specifically saying that Hashem, which is the holy name, which is singular, and God, Elokei, the plural name, which here is used in a singular form, and that the name of Hashem and the name of God, they're not a trinity. They're lavado. They're alone. They're only one. And so we see that even though one name is used in a plural sense, it is not intended in a plural sense. It is lavado. And lavado is singular by itself, all alone. And the usages in HaTorah of Lavado re-emphasize this. And we have selected a few of the usages of the word Lavado to show that God is alone. Like Adam HaRishon was alone and didn't have a mate. Like Yaakov, who was at the banks of the Yarden River. And the Torah says he was Lavado. He was alone. No one was around him. And then when we see HaTorah referring to God, either God in the singular name Hashem, or God in the plural name Elohim or Elokei, that in each instance, and even when they're used in conjunction with each other, It is lavado, singular, not as a group, all by one's individual self. HaTorah clearly shows that there is no room for any doctrine or any concept of Trinity. This is what HaTorah and HaTanakh prove without any questions. God is lavado. God is alone. Thank you for joining with me. Shalom. Shalom.